On November 8th, five states, California, Arizona, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts, are voting on whether to fully legalize adult recreational use of marijuana. Four other states, Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Montana, are voting on whether to legalize medical marijuana. Now, marijuana has been decriminalized in 21 states, reducing the penalties, but the harshness of those penalties varies from state to state. In Nevada, one of the states voting on whether to fully legalize, medical marijuana is legal, and although recreational use has been decriminalized, punishment can still be tough. Joining us is Michael McAuliffe, a Nevada resident who has a felony marijuana conviction on his record. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And tell us what happened when you got that conviction. This goes back to 2010.
Yes, it does. Well, at that point, I had already been working for several years as a medical marijuana activist, and getting in front of President Obama at a town hall meeting, in addressing this issue, he had said, "I've stopped the prosecutions." We saw that as a green light, got our state and county business license, opened up a dispensary, and 6 months later got raided by the DEA. And in retrospect, they said that, well, we had to do something because so many places in that summer were challenging the constitutionality of the law in Nevada and were opening up these dispensaries. And so as a result, roughly 15 dispensaries got raided that day. And it turned out that every single one of us took a plea to avoid the heavy hammer of the federal government.
You took a plea, and the conviction was for possession with intent to distribute marijuana.
That's correct.
So what has that meant for you to have this felony conviction on your record?
Oh, my God. It's a tremendous – and I should have listened to my sister, who said – former law enforcement, who said, "You really have to fight this. Don't take a plea because you'll regret it every day." And I have, because felony convictions result in – lifelong consequences such as loss of employment, loss of credit, loss of housing opportunity for people, and in my case in specific, also loss of my First Amendment rights. I had a federal judge tell me that I no longer had the right to speak to politicians even about medical cannabis reform. And so the result of felony conviction compromises people in ways that they can't even imagine when they first wind up in the situation to have to make that decision of whether to take a plea or whether to go to trial.
So if Nevada does vote to legalize recreational use of marijuana next month, will that mean anything for your felony conviction? Is there any chance of it being overturned?
Absolutely none. I don't have a dog in this fight, as it were, because my conviction came down as a result of a federal action. This will not change in any way, shape, or form. Nonetheless, I've been advocating the passage of Question 2 because I tell people, look, the arrest you prevent may be your own. And I do not want to have other people, young people who make mistakes, wind up with the lifetime implications of that felony conviction. We currently have roughly 137,000 prisoners in this country on any given day who are there for possession-based drug crimes. And there is an arrest every 25 seconds in this country for drug crimes. Drug prosecutions and marijuana prosecutions in specific arrests outweigh the number of violent crime arrests in this country. And that's just a shocking waste of our police resources.
Well, what do you think about that, that you've got this conviction on your record for something that the voters of your state and several other states may be about to say is perfectly fine in society?
Well, you know, people who advocate for social change, people who lead in anything from those on point in the military to people looking for civil rights change, when you're at the forefront, you have a risk of being wounded in action. And that's how I try to look at it. And I know that what I was doing was right. And this was just a consequence of that. The hope that I have is that there is a small but growing movement in Congress to expunge the records of people who have been convicted of marijuana crimes. Now, that's probably several years away at the least, and it will depend on more of the country going into a legalization direction, because you bring up a very valid point. How can you continue to stigmatize one group of people when the society and the country has essentially legitimized the conduct that they were convicted under?
If Nevada does legalize recreational use of marijuana, would you be able to open a dispensary there, or would you be banned from that because of your prior conviction?
Well, the specific statute has not been written and won't be written until next year if it does pass. As guidance of the medical marijuana laws that have been put in place in 2013, generally for people who have been convicted of violent crimes or of drug-related crimes, they are considered excluded persons and are not allowed to be in the industry for at least a period of 10 years. And especially with the new medical marijuana industry, it seems crazy to me that you have people who were most knowledgeable about this and who were already working with patients and had a good understanding of the complexities of the issue, and the state is saying, well, if you stayed underground and if you were careful and didn't get caught, you're fine. You can go do this. But if you were more public and, you know, you got tripped up somehow and you now have a drug conviction, no, we don't care about your expertise. We're not going to let you take part in this industry.
That's Michael McAuliffe joining us from Las Vegas. He's got a felony marijuana conviction on his record, and Nevada voting next month on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Michael, thank you.
My pleasure.